quick quote, if you will, from the author of tonight's bedtime story, Kate Ungerhoyer. He says, "There's something enigmatic about the economy of these short pieces. Something about the lack of context that forces the reader to fill in the larger picture." That, my dears, is the story of the podcast in a nutshell. What sort of knot is one of those larger pictures that you are left to fill in? I quite like that. Good evening, it's the 11th of February 2006, and it's Miette's Bedtime Story Podcast. The Rain Collector by K. Ungerhoyer. "Finally," he said, and rushed out into the pouring rain to collect the small jar from the middle of his front yard. The rain water had filled it to the brim. He carefully screwed a top onto the jar, not minding the rain, and walked the jar back into the house. By the time he got back indoors, he was dripping wet, but didn't think about drying himself. Instead, he left a trail of water as he walked the jar down into the basement. The basement was rather barren, aside from three wardrobes, side by side, along one wall, and a small vanity with a chair. On the top of the vanity were a small pair of scissors, a cheap pen, and a stack of blank tags, the type you might write prices down on. The wardrobes were all different sizes and styles. One looked rather modern and clean, while the other two were older and dilapidated. The man sat down at the vanity and set the jar in front of him. A ring of water formed around the base of it. He leaned in close to the mirror and put his forefinger and thumb up to the tear duct of his left eye as if plucking an eyelash from it. Slowly and carefully he pulled nearly 6 inches of string from the corner of his eye. The twisted expression on his face showed that it must have caused him great pain. Without looking for them, he picked up the scissors and cut the string off as close to the eye as he could. He sat back and took a deep breath before reaching for a tag and the pen. On the tag, he wrote the date, and then fed the tag onto the piece of string. He then tied it tightly to the neck of the jar. He took another breath before standing and carrying the jar to the farthest wardrobe, the larger of the two older wardrobes. He opened the doors. The inside had been modified with a dozen crudely built shelves, which were packed full of similar jars, all tagged with different dates, but in no specific order. The new jar barely fit on the top shelf. "For sure, I thought I'd be out of string before needing a new closet," he choked. The sobs built as he closed the doors, but only the right eye teared.